All right. Tonight, since Tuesday is Shavuos, so we'll speak a little bit about Kilas Rus Shavuos. Beginning with the Parsha, a few things that I want to mention. Also, I mentioned last time, I had it in mind, but I didn't mention it out loud. What Etigov told me about the Simcha Ben Yom, and I had in mind. And there's a kosher Rebbe that's very sick now. He's Shabbat Fiveish Ben Esther, Mushleim. There's a few people asking this particular point in Bamidbar regarding the Shevet God. So I mentioned over here tonight also in passing. We find that by the Shvatim, the notion of Shevet God was Eliyosa ben Di'u'el, Dalet Ayin Vov Aleph Lamed, Eliyosa ben Di'u'el. However, when it's mentioned after Shlishi, when the people were traveling, as I mentioned, the Seder, Yehuda, Yisachar's rule, and so forth. Over there, when it mentions the God, it mentions Eliyosa ben Re'uel with a resh. And people ask you this year this question on that particular point, and it's a very vexing question. Many yes, of course, Hashem, it's a mistake. It's a Sefer Torah's puzzle. Is the name Di'uel or Re'uel? Or do you have both names? And why was it changed? What was the name and so forth? The particular question is brought out in various ways. I want to bring it through the Chido. And he brings the basic concept over here that I want to bring out. It seems that the name was given to him was Eliyosaf ben Di'uel. Dalet Ayin Vav Aleph Lamed. But later, when it came to the traveling and so forth, by the Nasiya, we know that Yehuda, Yisachar's ruler, went to east, traveled first. Behind them were the Levium, and on both sides, you had on one side Reuven, Shimon, Gad, the south, the other side, you had Ephraim, Benjamin, and Menashe. And behind in the back, Ma'asev Chol HaMakdos, was Dan, Asher, Naphtali. And that was like the square that they traversed. And in the middle were the Levium, part of the Levium. In fact, if you remember the Rashis over there in the Bamidbar, those of the Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun were going first. Right behind them was Moshe, Aaron, their families. They were first. So they were close to Yisachar and Yehuda. Whatever. Sorry. They were so the Yisachar and Zvulun. And so they were there for the Torah. However, by Reuven's side, you had Korach. That part of the Levium, Rashi brings over there, was facing Reuven. They ended up with Korach, 20-50. And Rashi said, Oy l'rosh, oy l'shcheinoy. You have to be careful who your shochet is, who you're hanging out with, who's your shochet. That is a very cute thought that I once said. You know that yesterday was the second day in the Sivan. The first day of Sivan is a Shchodesh. Today, the third day, is the first day of Shlosh Shimei HaGbolah. These are two Yom Tovim, basically. And it's brought down in the Chazal that the second day in between is called Yom HaMiyufas. HaMiyufas is the day. He has a big year. And you're like, what's the year? Because this year happens to come out that the second day, Sivan was Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos is Shabbos. But still, what's the Yom HaMiyuchas? What's the year over there? So I once said that if you have on one side the Shchodesh, the other side you have that Shosh Meach Bola, and you're in between, you hang around in between them, you become a B'yuchas. It's who you hang around with. Shad, that's why it's called Yom. We learn from that that what's called a B'yuchas, it's who your friends are. Like I said, Tzadik, Tzadik, and so forth. So, in that sense, is according where you are found among yourselves. But over there, by the traveling, he's called Eliyosaf ben Reuel with a resh, resh ayin vav aleph lamed. So the point is, why is that? So it's brought down. I saw. If you don't bring down the Medrash, that them as God, shaded God, had a claim to Moshe Rabbeinu, that attained it to him. Why? Because Yehuda led the group to the east. Yehuda was Melech. Reuven to the south was a Bechor. Ephraim, in the other side to the north over there, west, northwest, he was in a sense from Shevet Yosef, represented Yosef in that sense. And the last Matan Kol HaMatnayos was Dan. Why was Dan the head of a tribe leading Dan, Asher, and Naphtali, 157,000 plus people? Why Dan? So they say because Dan was a Bechor. And Dan Naphtali, he was a Bechor from Zilpah, from the Shifkah. So the question was, by God, I'm also a Bechor. God for Asher. He was a Bechor from who? From Bilhah, from the other one, by Leah. God for Asher. So why should he have it? So it's brought down that God was Mevatel. He said, no, I'm a Kabbalist. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and that's how it's supposed to be. Have a munas chachomim, which, by the way, is one of the 48 ways of being kind of Torah. One of the 48 ways of being kind of Torah is called is emunas chachomim. It's actually number 23. And that Moshe said that's what Moshe told him. I'm a Kabbalist. I accepted, and he didn't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu, and he accepted to be the third one. Reuven, Shimon, Gad joined up with that particular group. So it brought down that that's Chus, that he was Mevater. Like the Chazal say, the Gemara brings a person that's Mevater, that he looks away, even though it's coming to him. But he looks away and he's give it to the other one. Let him have it. He wants it so much. Let him have it, even though it really belongs to me. But the base of the base of Levi, the yard site, that it was really coming to him. But he saw the other person was so desperate. And he said, let him have it, he said. And the schus that I did it for him to make him feel good would be a bigger schus for my father, he said, than the davening for the Yom HaDeh instead of him. First, as Mevater looks away when he had the, and when through the thing that's coming to him in order to satiate and to make the other person feel good who really wants it, is has a very big schus. Why was the schus taker? That schus the Gemara brings. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Shevet God. Buried in Shevet God. That schus brought down. And therefore, that's the pshat over here. That his name was Eliyosaf ben Di'u'el. Di'u'el comes from the word das, the knowledge of the Rabbi Yisrael. He was, in a sense, knowledgeable, in that sense, of the Rabbi Yisrael. Re'u'el means a chaver of the Rabbi Yisrael. Re'u'el. The Rabbi Yisrael said, you are now my chaver. If you the Mevater and such a thing and so forth, that you become not only Di'u'el, but Re'u'el. In the sense of Reim, Ahuvim, in that sense, in the sense of Yaakov Reus, the father of the Rabbi Shalom. That was the concept over here of the Uel and Reuel. And that I wanted to say, the coup d'etat, I wanted to say, that and I, as you know, I always say every parsha a certain amount of psukim, verses. The last parsha has 41 psukim, and every parsha at the end has a number of psukim with a word. That word adds up to the number of psukim, and the idea is to connect that word. What are they telling you in the parsha? A drush, a concept, a pilpul. How does it fit in that word? Why that word that adds up to that amount? The word over there at the end of Vayisa Brocha is Ge'u'el. Ge'u'el. Gim Aleph Vav Aleph Lamed. And adds up to 41. Lamed Vav 36 and Gimel 39 and 2 Aleph is 41. What's that 41? So I said, what is this Ge'u'el? Ge'u'el was the later Nosi. And after the one over here, and he also ben Di'uel, the next Nosi for God, you take a look on Parsha Shelach, the next Nosi was Ge'uel ben Mochi. And Ge'uel, therefore, was the Nosi of God. And Zeis HaBrocha is the place where it says officially that Moshe Rabbeinu was interred over there, Shevet God. Where it was Nifter, Zeis HaBrocha, and it mentioned over there that he was Nifter, and that he was buried to change with God. So therefore, the simon of the parasha is Ge'uel, which adds up to 41 psukim, and tells us the concept of the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu in Shevet God, that God was Zeis talking to that, to the point that we had over here in this verse. That's the point that I wanted to bring out in this aspect here. But like a step further to that, there's one more thing that I want to mention, and then we'll come to Megillas Rus. There's a very difficult Bala Turim over here that many commentaries ask. Some remain with a question, some give answers. So I found two answers that I liked, and then I want to give a third answer. But the question is, it says over there that the Baruch Hashem said not to count the Levium together with all the other Shvatim, the other Jews. And it said half of the Levium, and they were counted from a month old instead of 20 and so forth, 20 to 60. So the Bala Turim brings over here where the Pasuk says that the Levium are different. That and he said the pasuk we're going to tell him there's another pasuk where it says hafkeid all of Russia, appoint a Russia. And the Baal Turim says kivan nasa odam parnes ala tzibur becomes a what you call a leader in tzibur nasa Russia humala becomes a Russia upstairs in heaven. And the fortune. So what did the Baal Turim say over there? Say that the Shevet Levi became a Shoyim. What's shot? What does it mean? Half came as Shevet Levi and half the other Russia. What does it mean? It's not the Baal Turim. The question that they ask many comment from fortune. One answer I once saw, they off the, they want to say that the Chazal bringing more that was in Zvochim gives you this mana odom parnes ala tzibur. Even a person is appointed as a leader over the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, and so forth, the Shvatim, whatever it may be, is moichim le'kol avareisa, forgive him and all his avarice. So he says, yeah, he says that could be the pshat in Bala Turim. He said because if they were in the Shemana Panas Ala Tzibur, let's say you have to, when you come upstairs, so you have to weigh your Averis and Mitzvahs. You have a scale. Now, if the Mitzvahs are more, Mitzvahs go down and the Averis go up. So he says, Hafnia Rosha is Nasa Rosha Mala. The Rishis goes up, he says, because now he became a Tzaddik, but they were Michael Kolomonaisa. Because he became a Paras al Tzibur. So what it means, Nasa Rosh HaLamala, means that the Rosh, the Rishis, goes up on the scale. which means he's no more Rosh, he's only a tzaddik. That's what he wants to say, Pshat. It's a little bit, that's what he wants to say, Pshat. It's a cute, and another Pshat that is, he wants to say, they want to say, is that where it says that, that Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi, person is Mitzman, is Parnas Al HaTzibur, there's another Chazal that says, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi, Yisroi Godol Imenu. Is a little different approach. Since the person becomes greater and a higher level of kedusha and so forth, the Yetzirah got to work harder. With a tzaddik, to get him to do an aveira, you got to do more intricate types of tricks. You got to, like me or somebody else, it's easy to get. Except, but the ones that are in a higher madrega of kedusha and so forth, the Yetzirah has to do, you have to be a strong Yetzirah. So that's what the Pshat Nechazal, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi, is Yisroi Godol Mimenu. He gets a bigger Yetzer Hara portion. But he has more challenge. As he says, that's Pshat. You're going to say, that's Pshat over here. That, and it's Mane Parnas Al HaTzibur, Nase Rosha V'Mala. So there's a Rosha upstairs, a bigger Rosha now, Sotan Yetzer Hara, that applies to him now. Which means that's gonna badger him, that's gonna challenge him in that sense. So it refers to the Rosh at that particular point, that refers to the Malach, or to the Yetzirah and so forth, to the Satan, that's the one that's gonna now react with him because he's on a higher level, so the Rishis became on a higher level to try to influence him to do wrong. That's all he wants to make sure. I tell you what I wanted to say, whatever it's worth, I wanted to say Pshat, that could be, it refers to the Via Malone and Posh Pshat in the Balatun. Why? The Pshat is that when a person would say, a person is a rabbi, a person is a menahel, a mashkiach, where he goes on a higher level and so forth, there's certain responsibilities, certain obligations. To the fall, not only to each individual himself, but to each individual. There's a concept over here. Many times he has to act in an arrogant way. He has to refuse. Like Shevet Levi was Kohanim, and the whole Shevet Levi basically was Ayyub Sholem or Ayyub Sholem. Apparently, it was either Levi, the Samakaliboy. There was the whole Yisrael, there was the goodness of them. And something, when you become a leader, sometimes you have to say no, even though you'd like to help the person, but you can't. Let me tell you the cute, true story. from Nachaska Levenstein, who was the Mashgiach in Ponovich. This brings out my point, what I want to say. Mashgiach in Ponovich. And one time, it seems this was happening, oh, this happened about 25 years ago. Yeah. So one of the Talmidim Epis didn't act what he's supposed to do, and it was a bad influence. And it was decided that he said, gotta send him away. Send him out of your part of his yeshiva. And they told him, that's it. So the mother came to the Chaskel, to the Mashiach of Levenstein, and was crying, Mamish crying, better give him another chance, and so forth. Mamish the tears and so forth. And he was sitting there like he was suffering along with her, no feeling for her, for her tears and all. And finally, when she let down a little bit, he says, look, he says, I understand, I feel very, very bad for your tears and so forth. I'm very much affected in that. However, he said, you have to understand, I feel very bad for your tears, but I feel more for the tears of those parents that are affected by his actions that he did. It's also crying in my mind. It's also an effect over here. And I have to refuse you because of that. I have to go with Derech Kosher. I have to refuse you. And he refused them, sent them out of the yeshiva. It's a murdering concept over here. These are tears of give him a chance. Of, but you have to understand there's other tears too. Give him a chance. But this other guy, who the input that he had input over here, look at the effect that he had, the effect that the others that are crying over here. And they could have a later effect too, but guaranteed they have. So therefore I say the person that reaches a certain level and so forth has a certain responsibility and obligation that many times has to be hard-hearted, like a form of vicious. You call it, hey, he's acting like a Russian and so forth. I said, that's the pshat the Balaturim could be. That should this man parnas al tzibur. When you become an tzibur, many times he says, Nasa Rosh Hashanah. In heaven, they give you that permission in a certain vicious that you have to exude at certain times, a certain hardness, certain coarseness, certain arrogance, and so forth, where you have to turn them down. You have to refuse. This time he said, no. That's it, even though there's tears over there and they're crying and so forth. But the answer is no. That's the could be the concept over here, what it says when you become part of the Salatiba. And that's the truth. You feel many times like that. And many times the principal that has to say no. It hurts him, it hurts him very badly, God, and he feels very bad. Like Abchatzkel said, I feel bad for you, but you gotta think in the other way also. And you gotta make a certain decision in that sense. And if I'm not mistaken, I have to look that up. I have a certain. I years later, I think I found one commentary, early commentary, that says practically what I'm saying. I think so, but I have to look it up and make sure. And I'll let you know the name. I right now I don't recall, but I recall I found something that is something like come up what I said. You know the point I wanted to bring out. Bearing all this in mind is sort of an introduction to Megillas Rus. Here you see also a person that came from nothing. From nothing. A Goya. A Goya. That worked the way up to Mashiach. Who came from Paul. Mashiach ben David. The 10 generations from what we call from Peretz. Peretz, Petzray, Rom, then you have, came up with the other Minodob, Nachshon, Salmoim, Boyaz, then you had Oive, Mishai, and David, 10 generations, straight from Yehuda, and only because of Rus. She was the mother of the Melech Mashiach, so to speak, David HaMelech. So we read Rus and Shuas. Now you see the concept of Kabbalah Satayr. Now, there's a few, I'm going to give you about five different reasons. Some that are very clear, simple reasons. One reason, of course, as everybody says, was David HaMelech, one of Shuas and so forth. So David HaMelech comes from Rus. So they read Megillas Rus. It has to do with Shuas because of David HaMelech. Another pshat is brought to a medrash in Yalkut Shemayni. Bring down that the Yisoid of Rus is two things, two reasons. One reason is the Yisoid is Racham, Chesed. But greater Chesed was there that Rus did for Naomi. Orpah, with all the love and so forth, decided what's good for her, she left. But Rus was most of us, Tomusi Omos. I'm going to die with you, which means she would not leave her alone in her pain. As Naomi said, particularly Naomi, Kimorali, who called her Mora, which we talk about. Mora should be spelled Mem Resh Hey. And in the Megillah's source, it's spelled Mem Resh Aleph. Is that correct? Sherishisha, you all asked that Kasha. And she said, call me Mora, Bira. So we see that the thing of the Yisoid of Chesed and Torah without Chesed is no value. Moses says in Sukkah, Torah is Chesed al Shoina. Komi Shoina, Avi Ella Torah, Avi from the Torah, Avi. Has to be Torah's Chesed. Torah that has Chesed and so forth. There are Chesed, Kodmah, the Torah. When a person acts with Chesed, in the Chesed could be teaching somebody else Torah, spreading Torah and so forth. Or in the sense of the mitzvah that a person does. But it has to be a Torah that has with it a chesed. Something that he's doing for others, not only for himself. And in fact, that's what you had the last few of the sphere that we counted last night, so forth, where you have where you do a chesed, Manasseh Lamed, Manasseh Lamed, and so forth, and to do for others. And you're going to have what you have next day, you have Shemamrai. Always have the other person in mind, quoting his name, saying to him, and so forth. The cut over the din of Chesed. That's why the Megillas Rus is also appended to the Kabbalah Torah's Chesed. Another way it's compended to the to Kabbalah Torah is in the manner of Yisurim, the Medrash brings. That we say, Eina Torah Nikasala, Eide Yisurim. And Yisurim. He says, Hamebis Atzmai, Asai Kimidbar, do away with luxuries and so forth. He's willing to undertake suffering. The concept of Kinyan HaTorah is the mysterious nefesh that the person puts into it. That he's willing to forego the pleasures of life. That's how it's a direct, what you call, connection in that sense. The percent that where the how much is the percentage that you put in the serious nefesh and so forth, the what you call the lack of the luxuries and the person is willing to forego for Torah, that's the extent that you'll be able to be zayikah to Chedek had to learn by the moonlight, didn't have any light, he had no paper to write Torah. You know, Torah on the walls. And he was a Shachisaria. There was a Mashiach's nefesh. He never had a shas. There was a widow that lived nearby and had a shas from her husband, small shas, and she wouldn't give him only one gemara at a time. You know, give you this gemara, then you get another gemara. That's it. So what happened? When he learned that gemara, he gave her back the gemara, but the gemara stayed in his head. The shas by heart. Every gemara memorized before he gave her back the gemara. That's the Torah Shagasari. That was his nefesh. Shagasari, when he was 70 years old, using him as just one example, 70 years old, he finally got the position in Metz, which was a tremendous city at that time, Murdig Kehillah, and a beautiful home that they gave him, a palace. He had nothing all his life until 70 years old. He suffered mamish pure poverty from one place to another. And chased from place to another. It was constantly. And he was going through this house that they were giving him there. I saw the same. And he's looking around over there and he's murmuring words. Murmuring. So I said, what's something wrong with him? What? So finally, one of them said, the Rebbe was, he said, I'm just crossing over a posse. He said, Dami, Sam Chay Nuki Moishe Nisonu. He said a song, and it was not the song. I don't know if you know the song, how it goes. Sam chaynu ki moisin yisonu shelo yisroinu ro. So, and he said, kept saying that Sam chaynu in that particular point, he said that posse over there kept saying over and over that he said Sam chaynu ki moisin yisonu shelo yisroinu ro. Yiro alavadecho, and so forth. That particular place, though. And then we see the concept over here of the need of Anius, in that sense, that the Zeuka, that was Rus, from poverty, from nothing mamish. But the Mashiach's Nefesh was the Musi Omus, she was Zeuka to the high Madrege. So we learn from there, by Kabbalah Satayra, that you become the Torah and what you put into it doesn't mean you have to, no Yichus, no nothing. She was a nothing, no goyim, but what you put into your heart, the soul, the full Mashiach's nefesh, the Shem Shemayim, you can end up to Mashiach Moshe. And that's what Kabbalah Satayra, you read Megillas Rus, that depicts this particular concept. These are the basic couple of answers that you could say as far as that. I want to say another answer here, so I think is. I got another answer. That's with that I'll end. You know that as she says in Mishpatim, Eila Mishpatim, the Torah Shema Peh. Rashi says you have to know that the Torah was given on Sinai was not only Torah Shema Ksav, but Torah Shema Peh. That's the whole Emunah Yisrael. First of these only Torah Shema Ksav, that's its Tzedukim. That's Mamish. With the Zohar, it's Kaifa. And as the you can't even perform Torah. He gives many, many examples. The first simple one is Torah says you have to shecht an animal before you can eat it, kosher animal. I said, where do you shecht? How do you shecht? What? Torah doesn't tell you that. What do you say to Torah Shabbat Peh? That's Mishnah. Not shecht just like that. It's Mamish Torah Mishnah. And the Mamish Torah Shabbat Hirsch goes through a whole philosophical thing showing that constantly the whole Yisrael, you can't be Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. It's one. And that's why I once said, Torah Shabbat Ksav ends in Eini Kol Yisrael with a Lamed. The Torah Shabbat Peh begins what? Me'emesai Korah Shema, with a Mem. Mem follows Lamed immediately, which means it's one continuous thing for the whole Olivet. No such thing as two Torahs. It's one Torah. Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, I wanted to say, could be that the reason we read Megillas Rus and Shavuos is to know that it's not only your Makabel Torah Shebi Ksav, but your Makabel Torah Shebi Peh. The whole Yesod of Megillas Rus is Torah Shebi Peh. If not for Torah Shebi Peh, where the Chachamim Darshan and the Yesod, where the more brings down Moyovi Veloy, she never would have come to be a Jew. Never would have been the Dovah Mashiach from her. It wouldn't have been any. The whole Yisrael, the Megillas Rus, is only based on what Boaz over there, that particular point over here. That at that time, they made that particular drosha, and they tried later on. They tried to make fun of David HaMelech and that. The Chazal holding one Yevamos over there. So the whole Yisrael of the Megillas Rus that she became this whole thing is only because they that drush that the Darshan that only the Moavi, the man, is not permitted into the marriage in the Jewish fold, but the Mayovis could. So here, the whole time Shema Peh, I said, that's the insight over here. That Dr. Yanshua is read Megillas Rus to show you and to know, we should know that the Makabel the Torah and Yanshua is Torah Shema Ksav and Torah Shema Peh. And the source and the insight of Torah Shema Peh is the Megillas Rus. That's why we read Megillas Rus. That's what I wanted to start that point. This, of course, I want to say that we should have much more to say, but it's late and I want to keep it now. I should be saying to talk to me, recall the Torah, Shem Shemayim, Baruch Hashem, they saved four more hostages and today alive. And naturally, they're blaming Israel and all kinds of crazy mishkas over there, but you got to take that part of the game, you know. We have to hope that Baruch Hashem, we should be saying to vanquish all the enemies, to Mashiach,
Okay.
and with that, I want to give a certain remez to end with the remez in the Megillah. Do you know how many psukim is happening in Megillas Rus? 85 psukim in Megillas Rus. I said it makes the word peh. Peh. Hey, hey, is 85. All you say, the Kabbalah HaTorah is the peh. The Limud HaTorah, the Lamed is HaTorah. And the going, and he was as an Erechin, the whole kapara for Lashon Hara, for any bad talk is Yilma Torah, Yishlei Torah, words of Torah. The Goyen says, Goyen brings down from Yisrael, there's a Kabbalah, Goyen, that the person has a certain amount of words that he speaks throughout his life, except for the Divrei Torah. That's not counted. You say as much as you want. The Torah is the side of the pair, the mouth. That's the basis of Torah. Naturally, it leads to the Kayim, to me, what you're saying. But the Nasev and Nishma, the first thing is the mouth, they're going to say, and the learning of Torah. You want to know what to do and so forth. The whole side is pair. That's another remez in Megillas Rus, that the side for Torah is the pair, the mouth. The Kiddushas are pair, instead of the Lashon Hara, the negative, Keneged Kulam, the Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam in that sense. 85 Sukkim. Which is Gematria of Boaz. I said, Beis, Vav, Ein, Zayin, Boaz, Molay is Gematria 85. And it's because of Boaz that he darshan the Torah Shema Peh, and he made the Medrus and so forth, came out Takedor. And with that, you know, every Pesach in the Megillas Rus begins with a Vav. You know that? Except eight Psukim. 77 Psukim begin with a Vav and eight with different letters. I have a whole piece of Torah on that, but it's already too late. Well, later after Shavuos. and what these eight sukkim represent. But I said this particular chiddush I wanted to say that if you take the letters, you take the letters of the eight sukkim. There's eight letters over there, five in the first perek, two in the second perek, and one alamed in the third perek. Lidi po alaylo. First perek shayim the brayis. There's eight, but if you take all those letters, those first letters of those eight sukkim, it adds up. It adds up to the number 428. 428, and the chidor says that since all the vavs, vav means addition. It's later going to Parshas Noach. We have that from the Maisha with the Kerem, that all the vavs are like one. Because it adds, one leads to another, one leads to another. So all these sukkim are tied. So it's like if you have like one vav, so it's like you have one, like one person. So vav, I said, is six. It's like one vav, all the 77 sukkim. That's six. Six and 428 is 434. Now, if you take Moshiach ben David, is 434. Moshiach ben David with a yud, meaning David, if you look in the Siddur, in Vayivarech David, there are five, six different places where David HaMelech is written with a yud, Dalet Vav Yud Dalet. So it's not only 14, but it's 24. If you add up Moshiach ben David with the mole, it'll come out to 438, adding up to at least what the Pesukim over here says over here.
Oh, wow. Whoa. I need a pen and paper fast.
What she said?
I need a pen and paper.
And pay him.
I gotta go write this down. Anyway, Shkaya, terrific.